The drone's got a gray body with a white nose. Someone's painted a sinister smile on its front. Looks more like a toy airplane than any drone I've seen. It idles on a runway near 290 out by Manor, and then take off.
They're going through with their first search. So what they're going to do is they're going to basically do a lawnmower pattern and go around and cover this entire area with the camera, which calls like the swath. So it's how much the camera sees.
That's University of Texas senior Sterling Maynard. He's part of a 17-student team demonstrating how the drones they've built could help in a search and rescue mission following a disaster, like a flood or a tornado.
We have five targets out there. They're represented by blue and silver tarps, and then the two targets of interest will have either a smiley face or a frowny face.
The tarps, Maynor says, could be roofs, and the wooden circles painted with sad and happy faces, those are to represent people who need help. The sad face is someone who needs immediate medical attention. Next semester, when another set of students do this demonstration, someone from the Austin Fire Department will join them. They're set to enter into an agreement with the university to learn from these students. And it'll cost the city very little. But they'll get this in return, a better understanding of how to use drones in real-life search and rescue missions, with the goal of using them in real missions one day. I asked Maynard how he feels potentially having firefighters learning from him and his classmates.
I know for a fact we have a mapping software that we've developed that they might be interested in, so it's kind of nice to know that there's actually some benefit to what we're doing. It's not just a college class.
The agreement comes along with a second one, a partnership between the city and the University of North Texas. That one will look at drones that can set up Wi-Fi signals so that people in distress can communicate with first responders when phone lines go down. City Council members will decide whether to okay these two agreements today. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.